Hi.
Hi there.
I'm Anna Akana.
I'm Sargon. Lovely to meet you.
And I'm here to help women everywhere not get raped.
That is a noble goal, and I hope you achieve it.
Because it's totally our responsibility, right?
Right. I mean, who else's responsibility could it conceivably be?
The best form of rape prevention is to assimilate yourself into society as a man.
I'm pretty sure you mean infiltrate society and not assimilate society.
Now I know what you're thinking. Anna, rape does not just apply to women.
No, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking, what kind of inflated sense of entitlement must you have to think that it's someone else's responsibility for your personal safety?
Rape does not just apply to women. This is true. So to ensure the safety of your butt, spread a rumor that you yourself are a rapist, so other rapists will see you as a colleague.
Hey fellas, how them rapes looking lately?
What?
Yeah, you get any good rapes, dog?
Yeah, we're busy right now.
Yeah.
Busy thinking about the rape.
Okay, we gotta get...
Hey guys, come on, bro. Give me some rape tips, yeah, dog. I just want to have rape from you.
Yo, we're friends, dog.
Right, I see what you're attempting here. You're attempting humour, and I have to inform you that what you've just done is called a rape joke. And believe me, if there is one thing that a certain group of ideologues don't like, it's rape jokes. So I do think you should probably be careful about this in the future.
If you absolutely cannot pretend to be a man facading as a rapist, another expensive and fear-induced solution is to hire bodyguards. Will you protect me from rape?
Yes, ma'am.
We will.
But will you rape me?
Yes, ma'am.
We will.
I'm just gonna call 911 really quick.
Not to ruin the joke, but most police are rapists, I mean men as well. But hey, I think your little skits are hilarious, but I'm telling you, you're gonna bring down the ire, the wrath of a certain unnamed group of people. The problem is you're saying the R word too much, and they're gonna be triggered.
If your bodyguards aren't trustworthy, protect yourself the old American way.
Excuse me, do you have the time?
No, I don't have the time. For rape.
25 rounds, my ass. But I tell you, I really think that these jokes are going to be a bit triggering.
We've been conditioned our whole lives to not get raped.
Why are you saying it like it's a bad thing?
My dad put me in martial arts. My mom gives me knives and pepper spray, and despite the fact that I like that stuff, it's mostly for anti-rape. We're told by society, never walk alone at night, never walk down an alleyway. If you think you're being followed, make 3 right turns, because that means they just went in a circle. Never run upstairs if you're being chased, because then you can get trapped. Don't stop if you see a car seat on the side of the road. Hey, here's some nail polish that'll help you identify date rape drugs.
Yeah, fuck doing any of that shit.
Sport this adorable yet fierce keychain so you can gouge someone's eyes out.
Holy shit, do you live in the fucking Congo or something?
And on and on and on. You know what would be better?
If we just teach men not to rape?
If we just taught young boys that rape isn't even an option.
Okay, Jesus. I think we need to hear that again.
Rape isn't even an option.
Well, shit. I was going to take us to dinner, then a movie, and then a good rape. But that's not even an option. So now, I don't know what we're going to do from about 9 o'clock onwards. Seriously though, do you think that rapes happen because people don't know that it's wrong?
If we would stop victim shaming.
Fair enough.
And slut shaming.
I think you're projecting your own issues onto the situation here.
And excusing a rapist because of the clothes his victim wore.
That actually isn't a valid defense.
Or because they were on a date.
Yeah, that's not a valid defense either.
Because I am seriously so fucking tired of being responsible for not getting raped.
Okay, should we make it the rapist's responsibility for not raping you? What do you think the success rate of your new initiative is going to be?
I'm Anna Akana.
You told us that already.
You stay awesome.
But what if someone lame watches your video?